Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hi guys, did you realize that it takes fat to burn fat? In this video, we're going to talk about the five reasons that you need fat to actually burn off your fat. Okay, number one, it's the most satisfying food when you do intermittent fasting. The whole goal of intermittent fasting is to go long periods of time without eating to drop your insulin down, to actually heal insulin resistance. So if you're doing this without fatty foods, it's gonna be very, very difficult. In fact, you're gonna be hungry, you're gonna be starving, you're gonna be craving. So you need a really healthy fat to allow you to go from one meal to the next. Number two, it supports your hormones. The endocrine system, which is basically all the glands and the hormones, need fat as its raw materials. Okay, so if you go on a low-fat diet, you're gonna starve off your endocrine system. Number three, it has a near zero effect on your blood sugars. Now, the fact that you're eating, even in general, you are gonna trigger insulin a little bit. But the point is, if we compare fats with other types of macro calories like proteins and carbohydrates, it doesn't even compare. So it has a very small effect on blood sugars. And the big point I'm trying to make is that anything that triggers insulin is going to stop your weight loss. So anything that keeps insulin low will help you lose weight, because insulin is the switch which determines what fuel your body is going to burn. Number four, fats provide fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, D, E, and K. These nutrients are essential for keeping your metabolism working. And number five, low-fat diets can actually slow your metabolism. So by adding fat into the diet, you can keep the body out of a starvation or a survival mode. Okay, in summary, you don't have to be afraid of fat. When you consume proteins, don't go for the lean or low-fat proteins. Consume protein in its whole form, which will always come with a certain amount of fat. All right, I'll talk to you later.